It's been a great experience so far here in Shanghai and in Beijing in China. I've had the opportunity to meet with officials from the Ministry of Education, with a couple of Chinese universities, with some private sector organizations that work to facilitate the movement of Chinese students to the United States, and really had the opportunity to kind of showcase what South Dakota as a state has to offer in terms of higher education. There are almost a quarter of a million Chinese students studying in the United States every year, but South Dakota only has 1,500, and we really could attract quite a few more, but we're not very well known here, and that's one of the things that I have been trying to make a point of the excellent value, the relative safety of South Dakota, the beauty of the state, and the friendliness of the people. So I'm hoping that the visit will result in increased collaboration. As the governor mentioned, I already have students, and I know they come from several other universities who come to China from South Dakota, and we'd like to see the relationship go both ways. So I'm optimistic that we'll be seeing more Chinese students in the various South Dakota universities.
Also with us is Brad Henrich from HESCO. And Brad, maybe you could just describe your business and what you've been doing here in China.
Sure. As you said, Brad Henrich with HESCO. HESCO is a provider of organic and conventional specialty grains to the food and pet food markets. And we looked at this as an opportunity to explore the potential of providing grains to the Chinese market. This isn't something we could undertook on our own. It's not a something that we could arrange the meetings that we've been afforded the opportunity to do. The Chinese people, although they have a great deal of agriculture and grow much the same things we do, they do not necessarily have the quality that we have in the United States. Their ground is somewhat poor, and their methods are a little bit behind what we are, and sometimes greatly behind. What we have in the United States is what they want. And if you're a consumer, just as a U.S. consumer, Chinese consumers want healthy grains for their children. And it's a growing market, and we see a great deal of opportunity to provide those grains to them. Now, when we got over here, we already had meetings set up with the help of the governor's office and food export. We provided information on HESCO, they analyzed what we did, and then they went out to find companies that might be interested in our products. Within the first day, we were given meetings all day long. We attended those meetings, met with these companies. They told us about themselves. We let them know what we could do, and then we've already been given opportunities to provide pricing on a number of projects, and one in particular is some very good potential that we have. We're already moving to the second stage with them. When we're back next week, we certainly hope that if we do not close on a contract, then we do it soon after. So this has been a really great opportunity for us and something we couldn't have done without the help of the governor's office to bring us over and show us basically how it's done and make us feel safe that we can do it over here and do it the correct way.